USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI has been authorized to expand its investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the White House giving it the green light to do that. Yesterday, President Trump was asked if he thinks it's okay for the investigation to include interviewing Kavanaugh.
I think it's fine if they do.
While the FBI investigation isn't over yet, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects a vote to confirm Kavanaugh before the week is over.
And I'm pleased to announce that all 51 Republican members of the Senate support the motion to proceed to the nomination.
At least six people injured this morning when a truck drove into a crowd of protesters at a McDonald's in Flint, Michigan. The group protesting for the right for fast food workers to form unions. Reports our authorities believe the incident was just an accident. This is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Trump administration is now denying visas to same-sex partners of foreign diplomats and United Nations employees. The policy making marriage an eligibility requirement for a visa took effect yesterday. The new policy gives foreign diplomats same-sex partners until the end of the year to get married or leave the country, remembering the worst mass shooting in American history a year ago.
It's been a year since the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay, the gunman killing 58 people at a country music concert from the windows of his hotel room. More than 800 people hurt. Nevada Governor Republican Brian Sandoval.
We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong. And 1 year later, we are Vegas stronger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says a vote to legalize marijuana in that state could happen within the next few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump is in Ghana today on the first stop of her four-nation tour of Africa. Her first solo trip abroad will also see her visit Egypt, Kenya, and Malawi. Mrs. Trump says her plan is to focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. Concerns over the global oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran are what's pushed the national average for gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. It's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
And the man accused of trying to steal a jet from Florida's Orlando Melbourne International Airport a few weeks ago is going to be leaving the country. The state's attorney's office in Florida saying an investigation found 22-year-old Nijal Sankat acted alone, suffering from depression and mental health issues when he boarded that American Airlines jet on September 20th. He'll be deported now to Trinidad. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.